RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
All right, now the story of Compact magazine being shut down. Compact was a right-wing monthly magazine in Germany. It united different right-wing political milieus through strategic topic setting. The magazine was banned on the 16th of July, 2024, so only a few weeks ago. The editor-in-chief of Compact was Jürgen Elsasser. And to talk about this, from Marseille in France, Matisse Royer, who's a 23-year-old Breton. He's a fourth-year medical student and is also an editor for outlets Braze Info in France, Heimat Courier, Frelich, and formerly Compact in Austria, Germany. Now, Matisse was in Compact editor Jürgen Elsasser's house at the time of the raid when the German Special Forces arrived. Yeah, German Special Forces. Germany's Interior Ministry banned Compact magazine, citing its role as a central mouthpiece of the right-wing extremist scene and its incitement of hatred against Jews, people with a migration background, and parliamentary democracy. The ban was justified by Interior Minister Nancy Faeser, who stated that the magazine was whipping up an unspeakable hatred and undermining the country's constitutional order. Matisse, welcome to our radio station.
Thank you.
Okay. So you were in editor Jürgen Elsasser's house at the time of this raid. German Special Forces. Describe what happened, if you don't mind, Matisse.
Yeah. We were woken up at around 6 a.m. by a red team or German Special Force. I thought in the beginning it was an attack from the extreme left, because the radical left is becoming more and more violent. And a policeman told me that the Minister of Interior, Nancy Faeser, had forbidden Compact, which I didn't understand at first. About 2 hours after, I was notified. And it became clear to me when I saw the police arrive with a very big box and a lorry, a big truck with 100 boxes inside for take the stuff, like desk, chair, paper, pen, all things for work with Compact. And I have very realized that Germany had just banned a media outlet and was planning to take all Jürgen's work. And yeah, it was a theft completely.
Under what law did they do this?
A good question. Me, I'm not German, so I'm not a professional of law. Nancy Faeser speak about very vague things like anti-Semitism or racism. There is no specific event for the ban. There is no like a manifestation where some guys of Compact could say very racist things or make anti-Semitic declaration. There is nothing. It's a very vague reasons for her decision, like, yes, always time, extreme right wing, anti-Semitism, racism, this word very used, but nothing behind for take for good reason. It's very vague reasons.
And everything was taken, was it? You mentioned the trucks, the lorry coming up. Every item was taken, was it?
Yes, it's crazy. There is a video on YouTube and on Twitter too. We see the policemen, all the policemen take the desk, the chair of Elsasser, of Steffi. Steffi is the wife of Elsasser, and take all the stuff like poster, like flyer, like pen. It's really crazy. When I see that, because I don't understand why so violent things, because it's just old guy of 60 years old, a writer, and there is 50 policemen to come in the Eldasser house for take his work and forbidden compact. So yes, it's for me it's today always crazy.
Now, in terms of the online part of Compact, I believe the websites have been blocked, that it's been taken offline. Is that part of taking everything as well, is it?
All the Compact things, it's forbidden. There will be Compact. There is a Compact in Telegram, for example, Compact TV, TV in YouTube. Also, the paper, the and the magazine, it's the main things on Compact. And also, for example, Paul Klemm is one of the journalists of Compact, and it's the chief of Compact TV on YouTube, a big channel of 300K followers. And his personal Instagram, the private Instagram of Paul Klemm, was banned by the government, by the German government. And yeah, all things with link with Compact, it's forbidden.
I know that the Interior Minister, who you mentioned before, Nancy Faeser, she's quoted as saying of the magazine that it was whipping up an unspeakable hatred and undermining the country's constitutional order. That's pretty severe. Is she justified in saying any of that?
Yeah, there is this justification about the constitutional things. In Germany, there is a group of people who work for the protection of constitution. For example, Compact, it's under the work of these guys who work for protection of constitution. It's a blur things, because we don't understand the work of this guy with protection of constitution, because evidence, Compact TV and the other structure in right wing in Germany, it's completely authorized structure and more no violent. There is no violence inside, and also no racism and no anti-Semitism and no far right wing and all these things. It's like I said, it's a vague decision, vague reasons for forbidden, because Compact TV make a different speech than government. For example, with the question of Ukraine or the pandemic period in 3 years ago, with also mass immigration, for example, and the government of Germany don't like, and the government won't find some reasons for forbidden Compact.
The ban of Compact raises questions about consistency and fairness in the application of the law. And critics point out that far-left platforms like Indie Media remain active, which suggests a possible bias in targeting specific political ideologies. Do you agree?
Yes, it also seems to me that there is a bias. Right-wing movements in Western Europe are not violent. During demonstration, there is no deterioration and even less violence against people. It's really pacific, and we are all pacific, because we grow in democracy and we respect the democracy and the debates inside the democracy. On the contrary, left-wing movements are increasingly violent and enjoy impunity. In France, for example, the spokesperson for the Young Guard, its anti-fascist movement, is now a member of parliament. And Alice Cordier, it's the spokesperson of Nemesis, it's a right-wing feminist movement, has lodged a complaint against him for making death threats against her. And this guy, the spokesperson, it's Raphaël Arnaud, and a very, very violent structure of Jeune Garde. And there is totally impunity.
Do you think the ban will create a chilling effect on other journalists and media outlets, where fear of similar repercussions could lead to self-censorship and journalists avoid reporting on controversial topics? Do you think that could happen?
Yes, we can fear a scenario of this type, because the ban has set a precedent and create these things, jurisprudence, I don't know the correct name in English, but yeah, the ban has set a precedent, and that's not good for democratic debate and for the liberty of press and of paper.
Has the ban resulted in greater political polarization among the public? What has the public reaction been?
I don't think it was this event that created it. In fact, society today is increasingly divided into three blocks: radical left, a big center, and radical right. Compact was evidence largely supported by the right-wing bloc. However, a few people with different views have questioned the ban and the precedent it creates.
Yeah, because the magazine's been accused of being a mouthpiece of right-wing extremism. Is it? Or if not, why not? Can you explain that?
Yeah, sure. Today, the right-wing structure are constantly accused of racism, anti-Semitism, etc. by the left, because the left impose a trial to avoid democratic debate. Indeed, when you are accused of being extreme right-wing, you waste time, I think, to justify yourself, not to mention the fact that is not a real question, but directly an incrimination. For example, if I ask people, are you Nazi? It's obviously, yes, I'm not Nazi. But the response, it's yes or not. There is don't care about the response, because it's directly incrimination and it's for avoid democratic debate. The best thing to do is to ignore this ridiculous attacks, because today there is no Nazi, and evidence compact is not Nazi, and the right wing in Germany is not Nazi. We offer a non-violent alternative to the people, and people are free to choose and reflect on their conscience. It's democratic things. For example, Marine Le Pen gets 10 million votes. Does that means there are fucking 10 million Nazis in France? No, evidence, no. The left is very ridiculous with these things.
Matisse, is the anti-immigration movement in Europe a racist movement? Is it driven by hate and xenophobia, as critics claim? Is it?
The anti-immigration movement sees mass immigration as the problem. This mass immigration, especially of Muslim and Africans, is leading to problems in society, because they come from culture that are too different to really integrate into our Western societies, and they only integrate on the surface. There is an explosion in delinquency and crime, and we want to rectify this by correcting the problem at source. When you bring in population from an entire continent, it's only logical that little by little, certain areas and eventually the whole country will be transformed by this population. Europe is becoming third worldist because it's taking in third world population. There is no hatred in what we say. It's just an observation.
And what's driving that, do you think? What's making people want to go to Europe from presumably the Middle East and Africa? What's the attraction, and why are they getting in at such scale, do you think?
Yeah, there are many reasons for this evidence. It's very complicated thing with a lot of cause, a lot of reasons. But we can say migrants want a better life in Europe and to benefit from the social system. And at the same time, the laws promote it, and so the migrant come. But maybe, and it's the word remigration, reverse of immigration, make the reverse of politics of 40 years ago. It's to say, now we want to stop immigration and we want to make a comeback. You have to come back. And it's no violence, and it's we have to create a law for promotion of the comeback, of the return of the nation. And it's supposed to have a law of promotion with, for example, Algeria or Syrian and Egyptian, Afghanistan. It's make a deal with this country for take back this their people. It's a democratic thing. There is no violence. The remigration is not take guys and put in bus and with violence police. It's very changement of a social system for benefit of European.
What are the overall crime statistics in Europe? How do they compare between immigrants and native-born citizens? Are there any independent studies that provide a comprehensive analysis that you know of?
Yeah, foreigners from Africa and the Middle East are overrepresented. In France, ethnic statistics are prohibited, but there are other ways for gaining an overview. And in Germany, the law is little bit different, and I have some statistics from the states. For example, in Germany, they represent between 8 and 13% of population in Europe, the foreign, and in Germany there is 40% of people accused of murder or sexual assault are foreigners. So there is an overrepresentation of immigrants, and also, the proportion of steel, it's 43 times higher among North Africans than German, and rapes are 12 times higher among Afghans than Germans. There seems to be a problem.
And I believe there is an appeal against the ban currently with the Federal Administrative Court. Have you got any update on the progress of that and where it could lead?
No, there is no big update because the law, I think it's in all country, it's administration, and it's very long to have a modification. Today, it's just 3 weeks ago, and now the justice has to make the work. And that's, I think, the decision of Nancy Faeser is completely illegal, and I think the justice of Germany will oppose this decision. Yeah,
but the length of time it takes is a problem, right? Because the longer it takes, the longer the magazine is out of business, and that causes its own problems. Just to end up on Matisse, and thank you for coming on. We are likely to be criticized for speaking to you and giving you a platform to share your side of the story. What would you say to those critics who would attack us because we spoke to you?
Well, just look at me. I come from a middle-class family. I worked in my father's business to make money during my teenage years. I left school with top honors and top marks, top graduate, first in class. I decided to study medicine to help people. I became aware of this over time simply by looking at reality out in the street, by also looking at statistics and taking an interest in the problem. I'm just 23. Before, I'm not very politicized. Just I look outside, and yes, it's it's, for me, it's disgusting. We have to fight for our people. And I see in Marseille, and there are a few and fewer white people there. But despite that, I treat everyone in the same way, even though I'm opposed to the disappearance of white people. What's more, I'm going to in forensic medicine, and that's when you realize that society is becoming increasingly violent and that it's often for the same reasons. There is a systemic problem that needs to be solved. It's objective and factual. Personally, and as a scientific, I'm only interested in the facts. Go out into the streets of Marseille, Berlin, Vienna, and small French villages and see the change of population and the third worldization of Europe.
Mathis Royer, thank you for joining us and giving us that firsthand account and answering our questions. And we'll be following this story, though it sounds like there's quite a bit of time to go before you have any more clarity. Thank you for coming on our station and giving us that report from you.
Thank you.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.